VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An arrest warrant is issued in the Bangkok bombing. Thai police say they are looking for a foreign man in the bombing that killed at least 22 people on Monday. Investigators have not yet established the man's motives or his nationality, but they suspect he was part of a network of people. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. A police spokesman says two other men are also suspects in the case. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in the city of Palmyra. IS militants seized the ancient city 3 months ago. Reports say 82-year-old Khalid Assad was killed on Tuesday in a public square in front of dozens of people. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is criticizing Egypt's new anti-terrorism law. HRW says the measure has an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Among the new law's provisions are punishments up to death for forming or leading a terrorist group, a life sentence for financing terrorism, and jail terms for inciting or preparing to incite attacks. Officials of the European Stability Mechanism on Wednesday formally approved the release of billions of dollars to help rebuild Greece's battered economy and pay its debt. Earlier,
zur Stabilitätshilfe zugunsten Griechenlands mit abgegebenen Stimmen 585.
German lawmakers voted to approve the $95 billion bailout package, which will help Greece meet Thursday's deadline for a payment to international creditors. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Wednesday that it had received